जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जना बल्लभा, जगिरे वरधारी, जगिरे वरधारी, जय यशोद नंदन, जय ब्रज जन रंजन, जय ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा बनचारी, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय यमुना तीरा बनचारी, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज गच्छाराष्टोदरक्षे श्रीमद् इस डिवाइन गुरुशील भाई चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की, इस्कॉन बुद्ध संस्थापक आचार्य श्री प्रभुपाद की, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज गच्छाराष्टोदरक्षे श्रीमद् इस डिवाइन गुरुशील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की, श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की, ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुर धाम की, नवदीप मायापुर धाम की, गंगा माई जमुना माई की, भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की, कलिगु पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की, श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की, ताई गौर प्रेमानंदी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 11 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड स्वयंभु मनु एडवाइजेस ध्रुव महाराज। येन उपसृष्टात् पुरुषात् लोक उद्विजे उद्विजते भृशं न बुधस् तद् वशं गच्छेत् इच्छन् अभयम् आत्मनः। येनोपसृष्टात् पुरुषात् लोको द्विजते भृशं न बुध तत्वशं गच्छेत् इच्छन् अभयमात्मनः। येनोपसृष्टात् पुरुषात् लोक उद्विजते भृशं न बुधस्तद्वशं गच्छेत् इच्छन् अभयमात्मनः। येनोपसृष्टात् पुरुषात् लोक उद्विजते भृशं न बुधस्तद्वशं गच्छेत् इच्छन् अभयमात्मनः। Ladies, yena by which upasprishtat upasrishtat being overwhelmed, purushat by the person, lokah everyone, udvijate becomes terrified, bhrusham greatly, na never, buddhah a learned person, tat of anger, vasham under the control, gachet should go, ichchan desiring, abhayam fearlessness, liberation, atmanah of the self. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A person who desires liberation from this material world should not fall under the control of anger, because when bewildered by anger, one becomes a source of dread for all others. Purport. A devotee or saintly person should not be dreadful to others, nor should anyone be a source of dread to him. If one treats others with non-enmity, then no one will become his enemy. There is the example, however, of Jesus Christ, who had enemies and they crucified him. The demoniac are always present, and they find fault even in saintly persons. But a saintly person never becomes angry, even if there is a great provocation. So, in this section of the fourth canto, the context is that Dhruva Maharaj, in order to protect or in order to demonstrate his protest against what has happened to his brother who has been killed, is attacking all the yakshas. His brother is killed by the yakshas. His mother, stepmother Suruchi, commits suicide in the forest fire. And out of great anxiety, Dhruva, he attacks all of them. But the intensity of his anger is such that practically the entire yaksha race would have been destroyed. By seeing this, Swayambhuva Manu, who is the father of mankind, he intervenes. And with his intervention, he tries to stop this display of anger. So in the entire universe, there is an automatic check and balance system. And Dhruva Maharaj, even at the stage of liberation, even after having seen the Lord's beautiful darshan, still needs feedback, still needs support, still needs someone to come forward and tell him that he is making a mistake. And therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is bringing forward a very important point that we may be practicing Krishna consciousness and we may have attained great success in our practice. We may have become extremely realized, but in spite of all of that, no devotee can remain beyond the control of the will of the Vaishnavas. And therefore, the most powerful force in this creation is Krishna's will. And the will of Krishna is represented in this world by the will of the Vaishnavas. And sometimes we have to follow the will of one Vaishnava, and if that one Vaishnava is on the path which is deviating from Krishna's will, then the community of the Vaishnavas have to come forward and act as the check and balance. And therefore, here we find that Dhruva Maharaj, after having seen the Lord, after having expressed prayers to the Lord, And in those prayers, he is also mentioning how he wants the association of devotees. But here, the association of devotees and the presence of the devotees helps as a shelter and protection so that he does not continue on this path of extreme anger. So Dhruva Maharaj has his nature, and as having the nature of a Kshatriya, his tendency is to express his service by protecting others. And for the sake of protecting others, one has to be violent towards others sometimes. So the manifestation of violence by a Kshatriya is part of his service, because that is how he can protect. And therefore, when Nanda Maharaj comes and meets Vasudevji, and both of them embrace each other, that drishtva bhrata pravayasa idanim apraja pradan prajashaya nivrittasya prajayat samapadyata. And when they embrace each other, and Nanda Maharaj asks about Vasudevji, and Vasudevji tells Nanda Maharaj, drishtva bhrata pravayasa idanim apraja, you have been without any progeny so far. Prajashaya nivrittasya prajayat samapadyata, and you could not get any progeny so far. And so, because the first child who was born to Nanda Maharaj was actually a girl, and Krishna was exchanged, and therefore he is not using the word "you got a son." He is using the word "praja," not "putra," because that would have been a wrong statement. It would have been a lie. Vasudev knows more than anyone that Yashoda Mai gave birth to a daughter, and therefore it was Vasudev who kept that son, Krishna, right next to Yashoda Mai and brought that daughter. And so, although Vasudev, while speaking with Kamsa, did not hesitate to speak half-truth, did not hesitate to speak diplomatically, because Kamsa was a demon, and diplomatic talks with demons are bona fide. But while discussing with a devotee, Nanda Maharaj, Vasudev is extremely careful, because those who are representing the absolute truth should not be dealt with half-truths. And so Nanda Maharaj, he is being spoken by Vasudev, prajashaya nivrittasya prajayat samapadyata, that you got a praja, there was a progeny. He is not saying putra, he is not saying putri. And so he says that naikatra priya samvasa suhrudam chitra karmanam oghena vyuhamananam plavanam srota soyatha. And he says, just like rivers carry sticks, and those sticks sometimes come together and then the sticks turn apart, like that different living entities in the flow of the journey of life sometimes come together, sometimes they are brought together by the will of the Lord, and sometimes they separate. We may like someone very much, but we do not get opportunity to spend time with them. But we do not like certain people, but the time factor forces us to spend more time with them. And maybe because time factor is not allowing us to spend time with certain people, so we may be liking them. So there are various possibilities, but He says the time factor is very powerful, and the time factor is a representation of the Lord's will. And therefore, Vasudev, when he sees that Nanda Maharaj is about to depart, and Nanda Maharaj is about to leave, Vasudev just tells Nanda Maharaj, be careful, because there may be some attacks on your son, and you have to be extremely careful to protect your son from such attacks. So Nanda Maharaj, in a very simplistic manner, is unable to understand the gravity of this warning. And Vasudevji actually tells Nanda Maharaj, you should go back immediately, because you have already paid the taxes. It is time for you to go back, otherwise your son will be in danger. So frankly speaking, Nanda Maharaj is unable to understand the gravity of this warning. And then he departs, thinking that Vasudevji is, you know, saying that I should go back, so I'll go back, but I do not see what is the danger for my innocent son. He has not created any harm for anyone. So as Nanda Maharaj goes back, by that time the first demon has already attacked Krishna. And what is her name? Putana. And Putana's huge dead body is lying in the fields. And Krishna is playing upon her, and the gopis bring Krishna down. And that is the moment when Nanda Maharaj enters Gokul. And when he sees this scene, that there was an attempt to kill my son, Nanda Maharaj immediately remembers the warning given by Vasudev. And he starts thinking, Vasudev is a great astrologer. Vasudev is mystic. He can see the future. So therefore, you know, Giriraj Maharaj has written a book, and in that book he has written one chapter, and that chapter is called Simple. And so Prabhupada mentions in the purport that Nanda Maharaj became astonished about the ability of Vasudeva to predict possible danger, because Nanda Maharaj is being a simple, you know, protector of the cows. Simple. So it appears that being simple is not a positive quality. And then so later when Giriraj Maharaj is in Bombay, and then there are efforts to cheat, right? And at that time, Srila Prabhupada is talking to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and then he is telling him that why did you allow Giriraj to do this negotiation? He is simple. So again it strikes him, oh, being simple, is it good or bad? And then, you know, when he reads the purports, a Vaishnava's qualities, one of the first qualities is given Saralta, simple. So he gets confused. Being simple is positive or negative? And then in this article, he mentions that as per the different natures and functions, the different qualities have to be considered. So therefore, for a Kshatriya to protect, to be violent, to use one's intelligence to somehow protect others' interest is positive. Whereas someone else who may not have full understanding of this subject, from a Brahmanical perspective, a Brahmana who is constantly absorbed in studying the scripture He may not be aware of the possible danger which is coming. And therefore, from his perspective, he cannot understand why the Kshatriya is getting excited about so many things. And why is he speaking about so many possible dangers, where I see it's a nice day. It's a beautiful sunny day. So therefore, from the Kshatriya's perspective, he may not get affected too much by various complexities described in the scripture. But a Brahmana is very much attracted to defend attacks on the Siddhanta. So he does not mind getting deeper and deeper into complex arguments to protect attacks on the Siddhanta. Whereas a Kshatriya may think, why is this guy speaking so complex? Keep it simple. You know, keep it simple. And so we find that there have been attacks on the Gaudiya Sampradaya, and some papers have been published from Madhva Sampradaya scholars on how Gaudiya is not part of Madhva Sampradaya at all. So it is only the Gaudiyas who are claiming we are part of Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Who gave you that privilege? And there is a whole paper published and uploaded on the internet since 2002. And it is being done by the bona fide Madhva scholars with full blessings of the Madhva Acharyas. And not a single ISKCON scholar has refuted so far. And then one of the scholars I know, who I was connected with for some time, he then wrote a whole refutation. He is a Gaudiya. He was previously in ISKCON, then went to Narayan Maharaj and everything. And then he wrote a book which is this thick. And that is called Kumata Kalanal. Kumata means wrong opinions. Kal means time. And anal means fire. That means this book contains arguments which are like the fire of the time factor, which will burn all the wrong opinions. And it is in pure Hindi. And it is in such pure Hindi that we can't find a single guy who can translate into English. Very complex. So if you show that to a Kshatriya, he may say, Baba, my pranams. Okay. But that kind of a situation attracts a Brahman to come forward and defend. So therefore, depending on the nature, one offers their service. And that is something which cannot be separated from the practice of Krishna consciousness. All are devotees, but how a person gets inspired to serve, what is one's aspiration, is oftentimes the cause of his agitation. So there is a close connection between one's aspiration, and if you say that, I can't figure out what is my aspiration, then try to detect the cause of your agitation. And if you are able to detect the major causes of your agitation, you will find that it is closely connected to your aspiration. And similarly, you know, someone who is quite conscious about money, So one gets agitated by spending of money. So that has to manifest in the way one expresses in his service to Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada was very much conscious about how money is spent, to the extent that, you know, Prabhupada was giving a check to somebody and then he said, what you will do with this? So he said, I'll go to Vrindavan and deposit. So Prabhupada said, how much will it cost for you to go from the temple to the bank? And he said, some amount it will cost in the rickshaw. Prabhupada said, if I money order this, it will cost me less. So I'll rather money order. So somebody who is not so conscious may think, "Arre, why we are making such a big hue and cry about something so small?" But every nature has its place in its service to Krishna. And so in the pastime between Prithu Maharaj and Indra also we find that both are Kshatriyas who are fighting for a certain position in the kingdom of heaven. And so there also Swayambhuva Manu comes and tries to harmonize that conflict and negotiate. And so this is a very important principle, that as we find Dhruva Maharaj being a Kshatriya, he's extremely focused about how he has to protect. The same brother with whom he had become angry, now he has become angry with those who have attacked his brother. But the bottom line is, Dhruva Maharaj has a tendency to become angry and agitated when he sees or senses injustice. So the core principle is, he cannot tolerate injustice. He has the nature of a Kshatriya. A Vaishya cannot tolerate expense. Right? One businessman was telling me recently, he went and prayed, you know, to one of our ISKCON temple deities, that I'm going through this big business turmoil, and if it is resolved, you know, I'll give you 5,000, you know, pounds or dollars or whatever. And then he was praying very intensely, and he went, and for the next week he was trying his level best in the business, and the problem got resolved. So he came to the temple, and then as he took out that 5,000, he was thinking, my God, I mean, the Lord played his part, but I also did. So should I give the full 5,000? Oh no, it will be too much. And then he was going through doing several parikramas of the temple, and then finally put only 2,000. And then he kept the 3,000 and he left. And he thought, this is a good first installment. So he had made a promise of 5,000, but he ultimately just could not bring up the remaining 3,000. He could not tolerate that. It was too agitating. And then he says he went to take a flight, and he went to catch the flight, and then he checked his pocket, that 3,000 was gone. Till date he doesn't know what happened. His realization is that if you have made a commitment to the Lord, better follow it. So then he said, from then on, I never make any commitment like this. That I will give you this much or that much. Because if I do not have the ability to follow through with what I have committed, better not to commit. So therefore, the source of our agitation is oftentimes the line in which our aspirations will be. And so Dhruva Maharaj, being a Kshatriya, he cannot tolerate this injustice. And within that context is what makes Maharaj Parikshit great. Because typically, as per Varnashrama, when one's nature is very prominent, one is unable to give up the various behaviors which follow that nature. But when one has reached a very exalted state, then it may be possible. And therefore, we have Maharaj Parikshit, who is also subjected to injustice. And the greatest cause of agitation for a Kshatriya is injustice. And therefore, when Maharaj Parikshit has thrown the dead snake, and for the crime of putting a dead snake, he's being cursed to die in 7 days and seven nights. So as far as the crime and the punishment, it does not match. If somebody is a pickpocket, you can't sentence him to death. So therefore, it was a case of clear injustice. But still, Maharaj Parikshit's response was not emotional. It was not political. It was devotional. And therefore, the Bhagavatam is focusing on helping us bring up our devotional response over emotional or political response. So therefore, Parikshit Maharaj says, Tasyaiva meghasya paravaresho vyasakta chittasya griheshu abhishnam nirveda moolo dvijaparupo yatra prasakto bhayamashudhatte. That, my dear Lord, I am actually so sinful that because of my sins, I am attached to sense gratification. I would never have given up this situation. But now, thanks to this intervention, thanks to this curse, I will be able to give up. Nirveda moolo dvija shapa rupo, in the form of the curse of the dvijas, of that shringi, I am able to give up. So I am grateful to you. And therefore, yasya samsmaranat pumsam sadyo shuddhyanti vaigriha kim punar darshana sparsha pada shauchasanadibhi. He is free from any kind of envy and anger. And when Shukadeva Goswami comes, Parikshit Maharaj is not demonstrating any anger towards the Brahmanical class. In fact, he surrounded himself with Brahmanas, the sages, and wants to hear from them. And he says, by remembering you, sadyo shuddhyanti vaigriha kim punar darshanas parsha pada shauchasanadibhi. Through darshan, sparsha and pada shaucha of such great souls, one's family is delivered. So Maharaj Parikshit is simply in awe and reverence and respectful to Shukadeva Goswami. And therefore, one of the qualifications to hear the Bhagavatam, to study the Bhagavatam, to understand and assimilate the Bhagavatam is the ability to forgive. And therefore, the soul is suffering because of forgetfulness. But the forgetfulness of Krishna can only be eradicated if we are able to forget the various infringements caused upon us by others. And the ability to forgive is a very important ability in the ongoing progress of our Krishna consciousness. And therefore, Sri Mahabharata is filled with the details of how should one plan a political response. And because people of this world are more politically inclined, therefore Mahabharata is more popular. But if the founder of ISKCON wanted to actually write something which was more popular, he would have selected Mahabharata as his first option for translation in his limited time which he had at his disposal. But our founder Acharya chose Srimad Bhagavatam to translate, demonstrating that ISKCON as an organization is supposed to be focused on training their devotees in a devotional response and not a political or emotional response. And therefore we find that right from the first canto, when Maharaj Parikshit, in response to that curse, is rather accepting that curse. And then from then on, we only find various pastimes right from the beginning of the Pandavas conflict, difference of opinion amongst the Pandavas. So the Mahabharata focuses more on conflict of the Pandavas with the Kauravas, and the Bhagavatam focuses on conflict of the Pandavas with the Pandavas, where Draupadi and Yudhishthir are on one side wanting to demonstrate mercy, Bhima, Krishna are on the side of justice. And therefore the dynamic tension between mercy and justice is a recurring theme in the Bhagavatam. And so both the Bhagavatam and the Chaitanya Charitamrita are focused on giving priority to this quality of forgiveness and mercy. And therefore it becomes a very complex phenomena in an organization which is supposed to run within certain framework of justice, and how to integrate the devotional quality of mercy, which has no boundaries, within the boundaries of rules and regulations and laws. And therefore, without being steeped in the full understanding of our Shastric conclusions, it would be suicidal to engage in any kind of administrative responsibility within a spiritual organization. Pangum langayate shailam mukam avartaye shrutim swakripa yat kripa tamaham vande krishna chaitanyam ishwaram. So I'll read a few verses from the first chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila. And here Kaviraj Goswami is offering obeisances, saying that I am lame, and only by the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pangum langayate shailam, a lame person can cross over a mountain, mukam avartaye shrutim, a dumb man can speak, yat kripa tamaham vande krishna chaitanyam ishwaram. I offer obeisances to Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he says, durgame pathimendhasya skhalat padagatir muhu swakripa yashti danena santah santu avalambanam. And he says that yes, my path is very difficult. I am slipping again and again, and I am blind. But इफ द डिवोटीज गिव मी द स्टिक ऑफ देयर मर्सी स्वकृपा तमहम वंदे या स्वकृपा यष्टिदानेन यष्टिदानेन मीन्स गिव मी द डोनेशन ऑफ द स्टिक ऑफ योर मर्सी स्वकृपा यष्टिदानेन संतः संतु अवलंबनम मे द सेंट्स हेल्प मी बाय ग्रांटिंग द स्टिक ऑफ देयर मर्सी फॉर सपोर्ट सो देयरफॉर द स्टिक ऑफ द सेंटली पीपल्स मर्सी इज द सपोर्ट ऑन द डिवोशनल जर्नी And so when we are in an organization surrounded by saintly personalities, devotees, one has to be extremely careful on how we traverse this journey. Then he says, Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunatha. Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunatha, Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunatha. Echhay Guru Karo Charana Bandhan. जहां होते विघ्ननाश अभीष्टा पूरन दैट वाई द मर्सी ऑफ द डिवोटीज इज इंपॉर्टेंट बिकॉज द मर्सी ऑफ द डिवोटीज इज बेसिकली द ओनली मेथड बाय विच वी कैन अटेन अवर डिजायर्स द फुलफिलमेंट ऑफ डिजायर्स एंड इरेडिकेशन ऑफ ऑब्स्टिकल्स happen only by the grace of the devotees. Jaha hoite vighnanash abhishta puran. You destroy obstacles and you fulfill desires only by the grace of the devotees. And therefore, he says, Ami jara grasta nikate janiya maran antya kono kono lila koryachi varanan. I am very old and I am simply trying to write this, although I am invalid, I may die. But I have already mentioned some portions of Antalila in the Madhyalila. So, at this point, Kaviraj Goswami mentions one interesting pastime. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returns back to Jagannath Puri after traveling to Vrindavan, all the devotees are traveling from Bengal in a party of 150-200 devotees and they were being led by Shivananda Sen. And Shivananda Sen took care of all the requirement of the devotees. And for all the 4 months period the devotees would stay in Jagannath Puri, Shivananda Sen would maintain all of those families financially also. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was absorbed in chanting and dancing. And he could inspire all these devotees to come from Bengal, but somebody was maintaining them. And that was Shivananda Sen, and that was his service. So, here it is described that while going to Jagannath Puri, Shivananda Sen allowed a dog to go along with him. He supplied food to the dog and maintained it. So last few days, there is a lot of, you know, contemplation going on about what to do with the dogs. So I am also getting so many ideas and everything, but then I thought, let me go back to Shastra and understand what is the Shastric perspective or what does Chaitanya Charitamrita say. And so, कुकुर रहिला शिवानंद दुखी होइला दशपणा कोड़ी दिया कुकुरे पार कोइला सो एज दे वर ट्राइंग टू क्रॉस द रिवर शिवानंद सेन सॉ दैट द बोटमैन स्टॉप्ड दैट डॉग फ्रॉम गोइंग द बोटमैन सेड एवरीवन एल्स इन डॉग आउट सो कुकुर रहिला By seeing that the dog has not been allowed to enter, Shivananda dukhi hoila. So Shivananda Sen became very sad. And Dasha Pana Kadi Diya Kukure Para Koila. He gave extra money to that boatman to help the boat, help the dog climb the boat. And so Srila Prabhupada also mentions in detail what is Dasha Pana Kadi. Four kadis, one ganda, 20 gandas, one pana. And Prabhupada basically says, with one paisa, you could feed a family for a whole month. That was the, you know, financial dynamics in those days. So then Shivananda Sen and the devotees, as they were traveling, they found that one day the servant had forgotten to give food to that dog. And when Shivananda Sen asked, the servant said, I forgot to give him the food. So he became very morose. And then he saw that the dog is no longer to be seen. So Shivananda Sen became very agitated. Prabhate kukura chahi kahana paila sokolo vaishnavera mane chamatkar hoila. So in the morning, they could not find that dog. And when they could not find the dog, they were all agitated. Right? And sakala vaishnavera mana chamatkara huila. They were astonished. So Prabhupada mentions in the purport, there were six symptoms of Shivananda Sen's attachment to the dog. First, he accepted the dog into the devotee's party. Second, he was maintaining that dog like the other devotees. Third, he was stretching himself by paying extra toll for that dog's boat ride. Fourth, when the dog disappeared, that was a test. He didn't celebrate that, oh, the dog has gone. There's no more anxiety, no more barking. So he's thinking, he was anxiety on dog's disappearance. Fifth, he sent out a search party of 10 men to search for that dog. He was making an effort. And when they could not find the dog, the sixth is height. He started fasting. Why? He took responsibility for his mistake. So repentance means to take responsibility for one's mistake. And that is demonstrated through this. So therefore, the first lesson is that Shivananda Sen's attachment to the dog was a great boon for that animal. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is revealing the extent of a devotee's responsibility. When a normal person vomits or coughs, that coughing and vomit may agitate a common man, and that agitation of the common man is acceptable. But if someone is vomiting and coughing and a doctor becomes agitated, that is a hopeless situation for that patient. So we may get agitated, but Sridhar Nimai cannot get agitated. Because he is supposed to cure. And therefore, Prabhupada mentions that everybody in this material world is in a sick state. And the Vaishnavas are supposed to intervene in the lives of the common people and transform them. And so that begins when we have positive feelings for the souls. So Shivananda says attachment to the dog was a great boon for that animal. And Prabhupada mentions that a pet animal of a Vaishnava is also delivered back home, back to Godhead. So therefore, just like when someone enters medical college and then becomes a doctor, he takes certain vows and he is made aware of his responsibilities as a doctor. So like that, when one takes on vows of becoming a Vaishnava, there are certain serious responsibilities which come along with that declaration. Right? So when the doctor is there, he has a plus sign. And the devotee has the tilak sign. So that tilak, as soon as you put this tilak, it carries responsibility of mercy, of compassion, of forgiveness. And therefore, Tumito Thakur Tomara Kukur Bolia Janaha More. So Prabhupada mentions there are various benefits of becoming favorite of a Vaishnava. And the fortune is to take birth in a Vaishnava family who takes care of us nicely. And Prabhupada mentions, in my own case, in Srila Prabhupada's case, it was the Vaishnava family's prayer that has helped me being engaged in seva. Even as dogs, we must take shelter of a Vaishnava. And the benefit will be the same as that which accrues to an advanced devotee under a Vaishnava's care. So if someone is under the care of a Vaishnava, whether that person is aware or totally unaware or unqualified, the benefits are same. And so they walk to Jagannath Puri, and Shivanand Sen is in great agitation because they lost that dog. And then when they come in front of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they see that the dog is sitting right next to Lord Chaitanya. And not just that, Mahaprabhu was throwing remnants of green coconut pulp to the dog. And he was smiling in his own way. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling to the dog, chant the names of Krishna and Ram. So Mahaprabhu's scope of preaching is beyond human society. Shas sakhaye kukur Krishna kohe bar bar, dekhiya lokera mane hoila chamatkar. And as that dog was eating this green coconut pulp, he was chanting the names of Krishna. If Maharaj was giving class, you would have had sound effects also. But I will not make that attempt. Shasya khaye kukur Krishna kahe bar bar, dekhiya lokera man hoile chamatkar. Everybody became astonished. And then not just that, when Shivananda Sen looked at the dog, his response was even more astonishing. Shivananda kukkur dekhi dandavat hoila, dainyakari aparadh, dainyakari nija aparadhe kshamaila. Shivananda Sen started offering obeisances to that dog. Dainyakari nija aparadha kshamaila. And he started begging the dog, please forgive my offense. So this is for us very agitating culturally, because we cannot imagine doing something like this. Dainyakari nija aparadha kshamaila, kukkuru dekhi दंडवत कोयल, दैट्स अ लिटिल टू एक्सट्रीम. दंड कैला आई कैन इमेजिन. कुकुर देखी दंड कैला, नो दंडवत कैला. दैन्य करी निज अपराध क्षमाइला, एंड देन ही सेज प्लीज फॉरगिव मी इन हिज नेचुरल ह्यूमिलिटी. एंड देन इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स इट इज डिस्क्राइब्ड, और दिन केह तार देखा ना पाइला, सिद्ध देह पाया कुकुर बैकुंठे ते गेला. एंड नेक्स्ट डे दे कुड नॉट फाइंड दैट डॉग बिकॉज इन ए स्पिरिचुअल फॉर्म ही अटेन टू द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड. सो प्रभुपाद मेंशंस फोर पावरफुल पॉइंट्स इन दिस पर्पोट अबाउट द रेस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ऑफ devotees and association of devotees. First he says, the result of sadhu sangha, that if anyone gets sadhu sangha, he gets association of Mahaprabhu and is promoted back home, back to Godhead. Second he says, in satsanga three things are very powerful, harinam, harikatha and krishna prasadam. Third he says, even if someone is spending time in that association or Vaishnav satsang without knowledge, without awareness, without appreciation for what he is getting, still the effect will be there. The effect will be promotion to the spiritual world. And fourth, Prabhupada says, it is the serious responsibility of every ISKCON devotee. The two serious responsibilities for a devotee in ISKCON is, number one, become purified. To become purified ourselves. Purity. And second, promotion of every other soul in their spiritual journey. By the mercy, all people of the world will be transferred back home, back to Godhead. So our first responsibility is to become purified ourselves. And second, is to promote the elevation of others' consciousness. So just like a doctor has responsibility, we are supposed to be doctor for the soul, and Saraswati Thakur called a temple as a hospital and the Vaishnavas in that temple to be doctors. The medicine is the holy name and the diet is the prasadam. So we have serious responsibility. Aiche divya lila kore shachira nandan, कुकुरा के कृष्ण कहया करिला मोचन. एंड इन दिस वे महाप्रभु परफॉर्म्स दिस पास टाइम ऑफ कुकुरा के कृष्ण कहया, मेकिंग द डॉग चैंट कृष्णाज नेम एंड डिलीवरिंग हिम. सो इन दिस सेम कॉन्टेक्स्ट ऑफ ग्लोरिफाइंग द कंपैशन ऑफ शिवानंद सेन, and how because that dog received the compassion and the mercy and the grace of Shivananda Sen, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy followed. So Krishna's glance will follow the devotee's glance. So if the devotee's glance is filled with anger, then that soul is deprived of Krishna's grace and mercy. And therefore here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in another context, while glorifying Srila Rupa Goswami, when Rupa Goswami writes a beautiful verse, and that verse is being glorified by Mahaprabhu, Prabhu kahe iho amai prayage milila, योग्य पात्र देखी इहाय मोर कृपा तो होइला। महाप्रभु सेज आई सॉ रूप गोस्वामी टू बी अ क्वालिफाइड पर्सन एंड देयरफॉर आई गिव हिम माय मर्सी। स्वरूप कहे जाते ऐ श्लोक देखिलू तब तुमी कृपा कोरियाची तब ही जानिलू। He says, my dear Lord, just by seeing the verse which Rupa Goswami has written, I understood that you have given him grace. Falena phala karanam anumiyate. By seeing the result, cause can be ascertained. Swarga paga hema mrinalini nam nana mrinal agra bhujo bhajama annanurupam tanuruparidhim karyam nidhanathi gunan adhite. By seeing the body, one can understand what kind of food the person takes. Like that, by seeing the result, one can understand the cause. So Srila Prabhupada mentions, annanurupam tanuruparidhim. As per anna which you take, the tanu or the body will manifest accordingly. So taking this purport, Prabhupada says, how to change government or how to improve leadership of the country by distributing Krishna Prasad. If the whole country eats prasadam, then people will be having divine consciousness, then they will vote people to power who will have divine consciousness, and then the country will transform. So Prabhupada connects distribution of Krishna Prasadam to leadership of the nation. Just through this. And therefore, here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looks at Sarabhaum Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai and starts glorifying Rupa Goswami in front of them. Sarvabhauma Ramananda Pariksha Korite Shri Rupera Guna Duhare Lagila Kohite. And why Mahaprabhu is glorifying Rupa Goswami with five mouths in front of Sarabhaum and Ramananda to check whether they have some envy or they also are appreciating. Shri Rupera Guna Duhare Lagila Kahite. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to praise Rupa Goswami, to examine Sarvam Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai. Mahaprabhu feels great pleasure in glorifying his devotee. And taking this as a reference point, two more verses are quoted by Kaviraj Goswami about the Lord's nature. Because based on the Lord's nature, someone who is representing the Lord should also mold his nature. And what does he say? Ishvara swabhava bhaktera nolay aparad alpa seva bahumane atma paryanta prasad. So he says, if you get agitated by devotees' mistakes, try to understand Krishna's nature. Ishvara swabhava bhaktera nolay aparad. The Lord does not get agitated by devotees' offense and devotees' mistake. And in fact, the Lord's nature is alpa seva bahumane atma paryanta prasad. Alpa seva, if someone performs a little service, he considers it to be great. Bahumane atma paryanta prasad. And to the extent that Lord is willing to give himself up to such a devotee, that he has performed little seva, I am willing to give myself. Kamva dayalam sharanam brajema. Gave himself up and made Putana his mother in the spiritual world. Alpa seva bahumani. And so the next verse is extremely beautiful, where it describes what is the meaning of the term Purushottam, And so Purushottam is described, or the best amongst human beings, the greatest of all persons. What does Purushottam mean? Bhrityasya pashyati gurun apina paradhan sevam manag apikritam bahudabhyupaiti avishkaroti pishuneshu apinabhyasuyam shilena nirmalamati purushottamoyam. So just like amongst vehicles, there are various categories. You know, the tractor which went is also vehicle. Mercedes is also vehicle. Rolls Royce is also vehicle. So there are, you know, different gradations. In stones, there are different gradations. Our black basalt stone, dabar, is also stone. And Kohinoor diamond is also stone. So like that, in human society, there are various human beings. But who is Purushottam amongst humans? Who is that human with diamond-like qualities? So he says, Shilena Nirmalamati. The main characteristic of diamond and its value is its purity. The purer the diamond, the higher is its value. So the purer is the consciousness of a human being, the greater he is. So Nirmala Mati, the Mati becoming Nirmal, the mind being purified, is the parameter for defining the greatness of a human being. So therefore, Nirmala Mati. And who is able to do that? Any pharmaceutical company? Any drugs? Any university? Any factory? Any other product available? The only method is Krishna consciousness. And therefore, the responsibility of ISKCON is so huge, because this is the only way by which one can become Nirmalamati. The second point Prabhupada makes is, how can you become Nirmal? What is the symptom of Nirmalamati? Because many of us may say, hey, I am also pure. I am quite pure. I take bath 3 times a day. I am extremely pure. Shilena. What is Shilena? The main symptom of purity is gentleness. Shilena. And then one may say, I'm extremely gentle. I eat the rasgulla very gently. So what is the symptom of being gentle? Then he says that Bhrityasya Pashyati Gurun Api Na Aparadhan. The main quality of gentleness is, even if Bhrityasya, his servant, Pashyati Gurun, when Krishna sees that his servant is engaged in Gurun, in a very great offense, if he is making a very grave mistake, in a great offense, api na aparadhan, he does not take it very seriously. So this is very interesting. Bhrityasya pashyati gurun api na aparadhan. Right. So not to take his servant's implication in a great offense very seriously. Second symptom, sevam manag apikritam bahuda. if the servant performs a little service, bahudha, he considers it to be great. Appyupaiti, accepts it as something great. And third, avishkaroti pishuneshu api na abhyasuyan. Even if an envious person blasphemes the Lord, na abhyasuyan, he does not manifest anger against him. The ability to tolerate unlimited criticism. So therefore, these three characteristics. And what are the three characteristics? Not to take a devotee's mistake very seriously. Considering even a little bit of service performed by the devotee to be great. And third, the willingness and the ability to tolerate unlimited misunderstanding and criticism. These are the symptoms of Shilena, a gentle mind, a gentle person. And such a person with gentle qualities is symptomatic of Nirmala Mati, pure mind. So in essence, gratitude, forgiveness, tolerance, gratitude plus forgiveness plus tolerance is equal to gentle. And being gentle is equal to being pure. And purity is equal to greatness. And therefore, the society which is helping people become pure is Krishna Consciousness Society. And therefore, it is a huge responsibility of those who are representing this society to speak, to deal, and to actually carry ourselves, understanding the seriousness of what has been given to us and what is expected from us. Shilena Nirmala Mati Purushottamoyam. So in this way, these beautiful points have been described, and therefore we find that Swayambhuva Manu is coming here and telling Dhruva that yes, to become agitated and angry is natural, but you have a higher responsibility and control yourself. And therefore Swayambhuva Manu stops Dhruva from expressing his anger beyond a certain limit. Right? Of course, then in the next chapter, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes angry with Chota Haridas. And therefore, to understand Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes and to understand the Lord's intent, you need the support of the devotees' explanations. And the final explanation of the devotees is, do not try to understand his intent, just submit to his intent. Whether you understand or not. So the only purpose of keeping you away from prasad for so long by having extended katha is to drill in this very important lesson that at the end of the day we need to submit ourselves, submit our will to the will of the Lord. And His will is all-pervading. And His will is infallible. And those who accept that lovingly and they aspire for that, they are the devotees. And therefore, Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita describe in great detail the characteristic which is expected from the devotees. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Taigo Premanande.